Praise the Lord. Look in your Bibles, the book of Romans tonight, Romans chapter number 13. And again, I thank the Lord letting us one more time assemble as we are on this side of eternity. Amen. And I bless His name for it. We'll look at a few verses. We'll pray, try to preach as the Lord directs our heart tonight. Romans chapter number 13, beginning in verse number 11. You're willing and able to stand tonight as we read the scripture. Romans chapter 13 and beginning in verse 11. The Bible says, "In that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight one more time to call upon your precious name. And oh, Father, I pray for a little while you'll touch my body. I strengthen my voice, anointed by the Holy Ghost, that I might preach the preaching that you bid me tonight. Lord, I pray you'd stir our hearts. And Lord, we ask you for that soul that's lost here tonight. Oh, I pray, may the Holy Spirit reprove them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. Lord, then repent and be saved. Lord, how we need you in these days. Lord, though the world is dark spiritually, I'm glad, Lord, you left us here to be light, and we can shine forth have the gospel light before this world. Help us to bring you honor and glory in all things we say and do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at the first part of verse number 11 tonight, where the Bible says, "And that knowing the time." Now, I'm going to preach the Lord helping me just a few minutes tonight on this subject of what time is it? What time is it? The Bible here, Brother Paul, writing to a group of believers, and you know well the first several chapters of Romans deals with sin and salvation. Then in chapter 6 through 8, we're dealing with sanctification, dealing with our position in Jesus Christ. And then you find some prophetic things in Romans chapter 11. Then in chapter 12 through the close of the book, you find some practical teaching for us as God's people. Now, as we look at these verses, he said that knowing the time, and you and I that have been saved any length and study the Bible on a regular basis can tell we must be at the closing of the church age, for the Lord is coming. But can I say this tonight? I don't want us to meet the Lord on memories. Amen. I want to beat the Lord on fire for Him, doing our work for Him, being busy for Him. I'm thankful for all that I've seen in my life. 35 years of being saved and 30 years of preaching. I'm thankful for what I've experienced and seen. But hey, God hasn't gone out of business. God hasn't got weak through all that. God is eternally the same. I'm still able to do great and mighty things. Well, preacher, what time is it? Well, there's four things in our text, and we'll mainly stay in our text tonight. Maybe a few other verses we'll look at, but mostly in our text tonight. Can I say, first of all, when we think what time it is, number one, it's time to wake up. For the Bible said in verse 11, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep." What kind of sleep is he talking about? He is talking about spiritual sleep. He is not referring to death, though in the Bible sometimes sleep is talking about death. But in this text, he is talking about a low spiritual level among God's people. You understand, as a Christian, you can wind up asleep on the Lord. That's what's happened to our country. Just to be real straightforward, honest, our country got the way it is because God's people went to sleep. We weren't salt and light like we should be, and the world, the nation, has got worse and worse. Well, the Bible said it's time to wake up, to awake out of sleep. I thought about this today in my office as I meditate about where it said to wake out of sleep. There are three stages to sleep. sleep. There's first of all that of being sleepy, where you just begin to nod off. You have a hard time keeping your eyes open. You begin to drop your head and you struggle just to stay awake. And matter of fact, I've experienced this driving late at night, coming back from meetings through the years. As you're tired and you're fighting to stay awake, you'll even think you see some things that really ain't there. Amen. I've had that happen to me more than one time. I'm glad there wasn't nobody behind me a few times. I've slammed on the brakes in the middle of the road. I'm thinking something there, and it wasn't. I was just so tired. I was weary. And that's just being sleepy. You know, there's folk just like that on our church pews tonight who are sleepy. Man, you love God. You're saved. You're trying to serve God. But in your heart, you know, oh, it seemed like I'm just getting weary. I'm getting tired as I'm serving God. And the Bible said we need to awake. We need to get out of that slumber, get out of that sleepiness, amen, and begin to do the work that God has left us here to do. Oh, hey, I'll tell you, I get sleepy spiritually sometimes. Amen. Now, for you that just always on fire, God bless your heart. I wish I was that way, but I'm honest. I'm not always on fire for God. There's times I find myself tired and weary and kind of forcing myself to go and merely going through the motions. Oh, yeah. Hey, that's happening. What cause? We're spiritually sleepy. Then there's another stage of sleep. That's slumber. That's what maybe you did this afternoon in the recliner. You kick it back in low, and it is that stage. Slumber is not totally fast asleep, but you're on your way. That's right. It is that place. Now, what is it? What does it mean to slumber? Well, number one, it means inactive. You're no longer doing anything. You're not moving. You have sat down. You're at ease. You are inactive. It also means you've closed your eyes. You're not looking around anymore. As one fellow said, we're checking our eyelids for holes. Amen. Hey, we've closed our eyes. That's part of some. And then you're in and out of consciousness. You drift out and then you come back. You know what I'm talking about? That slumber, that in between being sleepy and being sound asleep. It is also a fact as when you slumber, you can hear some what's going on around you. You are aware there's others in the room for a little while. That's right. Matter of fact, you'll shock folks sometimes when you're in that state. They get talking around. They think you're asleep, and then they say something, and you speak up. Amen. They find out you weren't near asleep as they thought you were. Amen. How about you speak out? You realize there's a spiritual application there too? There are a lot of folk, they're no longer just sleeping, but they're slumbering. They have become inactive in the service of God. Where they used to serve God, where they used to volunteer to do things at church, they are now inactive. Though their body is there, they're no longer involved in the Word. Hey, it's also a case that we are just barely awakened up, that we know there's still something happening around us. So they're sleepy and being in slumber. Then there's being sound asleep. You are inactive. Your eyes are closed. But now you're unaware of what's going on around you. Amen. You have reached that place where you are not listening and you're out instead of awake. Now, some folk, like me, are light sleepers. Don't take much to stir you, get you awake. You just let something move in the room and I'll jump up. Even when I'm in a dead sleep, seem like I never get far and deep as I'd like to sometimes. But there are others, like my children. When they go to sleep, you can drag them around by their foot. And they don't know what's going on around them. You know, I see those in churches across America. They have no idea what is happening in this nation spiritually. They are so sound asleep in the devil's lap. Amen. They've done just what Samson did in the lap of Delilah. They went to sleep. They don't know the power's gone. They don't know the enemy's about to pass. They have totally just went into a deep sleep, and they're unaware what's happening around them anymore. I meet a lot of Christians like that across this country. Hey, what do we need to do, preacher? We need to awaken. We need to wake up out of our sleep. I thought about some verses over in Matthew chapter 13. A parable Jesus gave in verse 24 and 25. It goes on further, but I just want to read these verses. He said, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. That's the Lord. He sows good seed. That's the word of God. But listen to verse 25. But while men slept, not the man that sowed the seed, but while men, the servants, while they slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Do you understand that while God's people are asleep on the Lord and not busy for him, that our enemy, the devil, is still working? He never takes a vacation. He don't take a holiday. He don't never quit. He is always working, sowing tares, sowing disagreements, division. The devil is always working. While we sleep, our enemy is still active. Oh, friend, I say it's time to awaken out of sleep. Amen. The church of the living God needs to arise out of its sleep tonight. Oh, let me read you one more verse over there in the book of 1 Thessalonians. I thought about this verse earlier today in chapter 5, or 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6. He said, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Hey, we need to be alert. We need to be looking around. Hey, understanding that our enemy, the devil, is out to destroy anybody he can. Oh, friend, tonight, it's time that we wake up. Then let me say secondly in our text tonight, not only we see it's time to wake up, but in verse 11, it's time to look up. For the Bible said in verse 11, and that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. Listen to this. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Now, he is not talking about the salvation of the soul there. All right? Hey, he is writing to save people in these latter chapters of the book of Romans. He is talking about the redemption of this body. Amen. Romans chapter 8 is my proof text for that. In Romans chapter 8, verse 22 and 23, he said, for we know that this whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Hey, we're saved. We are sealed by the Spirit of God to the day of redemption. He's that first fruit. He's the proof of our salvation. Well, the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we are ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Now listen to me tonight. My soul is as saved as it's ever going to get. If you're saved, your soul is as saved as it's ever going to get. And according to the book of 1 John, that which is born of God can't sin. That's your soul. Amen. Hey, the inside, it ain't sin not one time since salvation. It's this flesh. Amen. When you got saved, God didn't do away with the flesh. You are contending with every, from the depth of my soul, I wish I could beat it down the place. It wouldn't bother me, but I ain't found that place yet. It constantly fights us. Amen. Now, I don't always have to give into it, and I don't. But I'm going to tell you something. It still gives me trouble, and it gives you your trouble. This flesh, that's what's pulled toward the world. Your soul ain't pulled toward the world. Your soul yearns and longs for the Lord himself. You love him, and you desire that time with him from the inward man. Oh, he said it's time to look up. For he said now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Hey, the catching away, the changing of our body unto his glorious body. And I'm looking forward to that. I am looking forward to getting out of this old fleshly tabernacle. I mean that I don't want any, I don't want to sin. I don't want to practice sin. And I listen well, if you're really saved, you don't either. Amen. If you do sin, I'm going to promise you this, the Holy Ghost take you to the woodshed. He'll deal with you as a son. Amen. Hebrews 12, very plain about that. Hey, I said the other night, the morning I was preaching, we will pay for what we do in this flesh here. Amen. Our rewards are based on our work for the Lord. Amen. But if you go with what your flesh wants, He'll deal with you. Amen. Some have accused, I've been told, for you preach a doctrine where you just go live like you want. I ain't never preached that. I don't think a child of God wants to just go live any old way. Amen. Since I got saved, I've desired to walk with God. Amen. Hey, we find that the Lord's come. He said it's time that we look up. Hey, I've met a lot of God's people. I'm afraid in these days have got the Eeyore complex. You know who Eeyore is? Winnie the Pooh in the 100-acre woods. Hey, amen. Oh, Eeyore, you know, hey, I'm so happy. I've heard testimonies about like that. I've heard them talk and sing songs, and they sing about how they love the Lord, and they look like they're dreading it. Yeah. Amen. That's right. They're just always down. We can't do nothing. It's the last days, and it's getting worse. Hey, we can look up. Amen. Hey, it had to be like this before Jesus come back. Amen. The Bible very clearly tells us how the last days are. And we need to look. It's time that we look up. Jesus is coming again. I mentioned there the other service friend there in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 talks about that crown. And it's there for all those that love His appearing. I'm going to be honest, it'd thrill me if Jesus come tonight. I know there's folk lost, and I hate that, and I'm doing what I can, and the church is doing what it can in missions and all, trying to witness the folk as you have opportunity. I'm going to tell you something. I'm looking for Jesus to come. Amen. It will fix all my trouble. Amen. Hey, to get out of this stuff. Hey, we find that the Bible tells us over there in Matthew chapter 24, verses 42 and verse 44. Verse 42 says this, "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come." Verse 44, "Therefore be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh." The Lord's coming. Hey, it's time that we look up. Jesus is coming. Hey, what time is it? It's time to wake up. It's time to look up. Let me say number three, according to verse 12 and 13, it's time to clean up. The Bible said in verse 12 and 13, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chamber and wanting, not in strife and envy." Hey, He's saying there's a time to clean up as God's people. Cast off the old works. Amen. Hey, we're seeing messages that are called messages of salvation our day. Supposedly you can just live any old way you want. You ain't got to change. You can just be same, do what. But that ain't what the Bible said. Amen. A person is born again, they become a new creature in Jesus Christ. Amen. All things pass away. Behold, all things become new. That's right. Hey, and let me help you with this. There is positional sanctification, and there is practical sanctification. That positional sanctification, it ain't never going to change. In the sight of God, listen to me, we're in Jesus Christ, and God sees His Son. That's right. I'm glad He don't see me. I don't want Him to see me. If He sees me, I'll go to hell. Amen. But I'm hid in Christ. Amen. But that practical sanctification, I'm still learning. Amen. I'm still growing in the Christian life. The children's son, he's still working on me. Hey, I still find out each day there's something else in me that just ain't quite like the Lord. And He says, deal with it, get rid of it, lay it aside, cast it away. Amen. Hey, even here in the house of God today, I had the Lord speak to my heart. Hey, it's something that was me. And boy, the Holy Ghost said, "That's for you today, son. Grab it." Amen. What's going on? That's that side of me that's still growing in the Lord, that which is still learning. Hey, I need to separate from some things. Hey, everybody look up here. Separation is nothing bad, it's good. Amen. I know we've lived the day. You get preaching on separation, they say you're a legalist. Well, first of all, legalists believe in adding something to salvation. I ain't adding nothing to salvation. Amen. But I do believe we're supposed to be separate from this world. You just might as well be real honest. Everybody look up here. If you're in a place and somebody comes in and they look a certain way, you get nervous. That's right. Hey, I left preaching one night. Yes, it's been a while back, but I sweat and I always throw my overcoat on. And I've got my hood. I wear my Vols sweatshirt. Amen. I woke a section up over here. Amen. I like it too. Isaiah was a volunteer. He said, "Here am I, send me." Amen. Hey, I put that on, get dried up, put that. But I went in a convenience store one night, Brother Terry. I just finished preaching. I'm still enjoying what God done in the service. I'm excited in my soul. But that clerk wasn't excited. Not the way I was. He got excited a different kind of way. He said, "Can I help you?" I said, "Just come to get a Coca-Cola." And next thing I know, I was just taking the hood off. Next thing I look around, he's still following me. I go back there and get the coat like sin. I said, "I'm going to get me a Reese cup because I like them. I can eat that riding down the road." And I need to go get, "Can I help you?" I said, "Listen, sir, just calm down." I said, "I just got done preaching a minute ago. I'm still wringing wet. I'm trying to stay dry. It's cold outside. That's why I'm looking like it. But I look like a hood. A thug. I did. I didn't look, if I got stopped by a patrolman that night, he wouldn't have believed I was a Baptist preacher. Not until he heard my gravelly voice. Amen. Why? It's the way I looked. That's right. Hey, the world, you say, but listen, preacher, God looks on the heart. He does. But all we see is the outside of you. Amen. Hey, that's why we're to not be a part of looking like the world and acting like the world. We're to be a separate people. Look different in this world. Amen. Oh, I know that's not a popular message of our day, but it's a right message in our day. Amen. He said over there in the book of Colossians, he said there in Colossians chapter 3, he said, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth." Hey, he went on to say in verse 5, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, even concupiscence, a covetousness which is idolatry. For which things say the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filled communications out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds." Hey, he said back in our text again, he said, "Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness." He said, let us walk honestly as in the day. And then he said this, not in rioting and drunkenness. What is that? That's a partying spirit. That's this drinking, dope, and dancing stuff. It's a party. Oh, we're just living it up. We're just hitting the high spot, living the high life. That's what he's talking about, rioting and drunkenness. Then it says, not in chambering and wantonness. Preacher, what's that? That's sexual sins. That's exactly what that is. And we're in a sin society that is sex crazy and everything else. Perversion runs wild in our country. Then he said this, not in strife and envy. That's that fight and fussing spirit. Amen. He said put all that off. Amen. Hey, we're to be different as God's people. He said, it's time that we clean up. For he said in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 17, he said, "Wherefore come out from among them and be a separate, saith the Lord." Hey, there is a separation of God's people from the world. Then he said this, now is it time to wake up and look up and clean up? But number 4, it's time to dress up.
For the Bible said in verse 12, there at the latter part, and let us put on the armor of light. Verse 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, we need to dress up. How? First, for the battle. For he said in verse 12, and let us put on the armor of light. Why do you need armor, preacher? You're in a fight. Again, I'm going to tell you something. Your flesh is your worst enemy. That's what's pulled toward the world. Amen. And the only way to have victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil is, according to Ephesians chapter 6, that we put on the whole armor of God to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Somebody said, preacher, I've arrived. I don't sin no more. Then tell me why he said to put that armor on that you can stay out of those snares, out of the wiles of the devil. You've arrived. Amen. You've not arrived. That's why you need the armor of God. Amen. Hey, he said you need to dress up for the battle. Then we just need to dress up for the glory of God. He said put on in verse 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to look, act, and talk like Jesus. That's right. Amen. I'll tell you one thing. Now, you may be a lot better Christian than I am, but I'll say this. I want to be more like my Lord. Amen. And boy, when I'm not, I know I'm not. That's it. Ain't nobody got to tell you as a child of God if you've done something wrong. Amen. You know it. Amen. Hey, the Holy Spirit lives on inside of you. He's grieved when you sin. Amen. And he convicts you when you sin. Amen. Hey, and I tell you, friend, I sure want to bring glory to God. That's why I dress right. Amen. You ought to cover yourself up. Hey, we don't need to be running around like a bunch of savages. Amen. I know that ain't a popular message of our day, but I'm telling you, hey, this world's the way it is because people run around naked. Yeah, I know it don't get quiet in a minute. That's okay, but I'm still in the Bible. Amen. Cover up. Yeah. Hey, they wouldn't be near as much adultery and fornication folk covered up. Amen. Hey, he said for us to bring glory. And he said, 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all the glory of God. That's the reason why I ask myself, Lord, can this even bring glory to God? Man, that'll thin a lot of stuff out we do. Amen. Hey, people, listen to me, and I'm going to move on. But you hear me tonight. We're in a day where everybody wants to see how close they can get to the world and still be considered an old-fashioned Baptist. That's right. Just as close to the world as we can get without getting all the way over there. That's where a lot of folk live in our day. I tell you, we need to keep a lot more distance in the way we look and act and do. Amen. In our day. That's right. Hey, I still love you. That's why I'm preaching like I'm preaching tonight. Amen. A hireling. Hey, let me help you something between a shepherd and a hireling. A hireling just tell you what you won't hear. Hireling tell you, oh, you just be the best you can be. Every day's Friday and all that other business. Amen. But a shepherd will tell you if you're about to fall in a hole. A shepherd will warn you that there's lions and bears and wolves that'll devour you if you get too close. Amen. Hey, I want to be the shepherd God's placed me here to be. Amen. And the Bible, and I'm just preaching the Bible. You'd agree with that, wouldn't you? I'm preaching the Bible. Oh, yeah. Hey, we can very play. I can go a lot deeper than I am. Amen. Put my glass back on and see if you're afraid. Amen. Hey, we can go a lot deeper. I believe you got a good enough idea what you ought to be doing. Amen. Hey, I want to bring glory to God. What I put on, the way I look, the way I act, the place I go. I want to bring glory to God. Amen. I don't want anybody to question. You reckon that preacher really loves God? That'd be awful, wouldn't it? I mentioned this a while back. I'm going to tell you again. I mean, you'd be upset if you went down in town, whether it's here in Bull Springs, Spartanburg. If you ran into me and I've got a Budweiser T-shirt on, you wouldn't be real happy. Yeah, that's right. Amen. And you ought not, or run me off one. Amen. Hey, why? Because that ain't right. And by the way, it ain't right for you neither. It ain't right for you either. Oh, I know everybody can quote them qualifications of preacher in 1 Timothy, but I got news for you. I can take every one of them qualifications and show you in the Bible, you need to add up to it too. Oh, yes. We're just preaching. Amen. Hey, what are you doing? I want us to be a church that brings glory to God. I want us to stay right. Amen. Hey, I'm interested in being biblically correct. I may never be politically correct, don't care if I ever am, but I do want to be biblically correct. Amen. Because see, one day this is one of the books I'm going to face, and you are too. Amen. Hey, we're not ignorant. We know what that Bible says. We you may wish it didn't say it, but it does say it. Amen. And God's word's forever settled, therefore it ain't going to change. Amen. So we need to just add up to it. Let God help us. Amen. He said it's time to wake up. It's time to look up. It's time to clean up. And it's time to dress it. May the Lord help us that we'd be the Christian that would bring glory to God and be the church that would bring glory to God. Father, take the message. Use it tonight. Lord, I thank you for speaking to my heart through this day. Lord, I'm glad that the word of God will never return void, but it will accomplish that which you please. Help us to, Lord, live our life in such a way that folk could see Christ in us. Lord, they wouldn't have to guess at it. They would know. Hey, they walk with God. They know God. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. In Jesus' name. Heads bound and eyes closed. Just a moment. I not really preach the lost fool, but maybe you've come in here tonight and you're not saved. You say, preacher, pray for me. I need the Lord. You slip your hand up that we could pray for you tonight. You're interested in your soul. Preacher, pray for me. I'm lost. I see that hand. Somebody else, preacher, I'm lost. I see the hand. As a Christian tonight, maybe God spoke your heart. I'm not going to go down through a list of things, but tonight you'd lift your hand as a saved child of God and say, preacher, God spoke to my heart tonight. I sure want to be what he wants me to be. Amen. Amen. Want to be what God wants me to be. Let's stand tonight. Folk already come to the altar. Here's what I like about the altar. It's between you and the Lord. It's not between you, me, and the Lord. It's between you and the Lord. I'll pray with you if you ask me to, but I want to tell you, it's between you and the Lord. And let God help you in the invitation tonight. You say, preacher, I go, but people think, oh, I think, hey, people going to think, say as they will anyhow. But you know what God's touched your heart about? That's what really matters, what the Lord said tonight to your heart. Will you be obedient while we sing?
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious.
While folk are praying, there's time, there's space if you'll come.
Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
See, place heads are bowed, eyes are closed. These are still praying in the altar, giving them time. Could be somebody else needs to come, but whatever the case, let the Lord help you tonight. I do love this old Bible. It helps me. I couldn't imagine trying to live for the Lord without the Word of God. But He's given us all we need, His Word and His Spirit, that we might live in victory as a child of the living God. Father, thank You again for this time that You've given us here tonight, all this day. Lord, I love and I'm thankful for the Lord's day. Oh, how it helps me, how it thrills me to gather Your people and sing the songs of Zion, looking into the Word of God, to worship You, to hear You speak to us. Lord, I'm grateful for it tonight. Lord, help us to be a better Christian. Help us to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. We love You because You first loved us. Help those that moved and should have moved tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I appreciate your attentiveness tonight, and I do thank God for His Word. Amen. For it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. I thank the Lord for it. Let me remind you real quick about all the Jubilee announcements real quickly.